Hello and welcome to another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. This 1 hour extravaganza of Eurovision music is hosted by me, Kieran Uri Tussiot. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this Eurovision ride.
Hello, this is Martina Barta from Czech Republic.
Hello, this is Lea Sirk from Slovenia.
Hi, this is Navi Band from Belarus Land.
You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
With All Out of Luck, that's the Icelandic Eurovision entry to the 1999 Eurovision Song Contest in Jerusalem, Israel. It was the last time that we were in Israel for a Eurovision, so 20 years ago this year, and 20 years forward from 1999 to 2019, we're going back to Israel for the first time since then. To Tel Aviv for the Eurovision Song Contest. Well, All Out of Luck in Selma, the Icelandic entry. This was the first occasion on which the Icelandic entry had not been performed entirely in Icelandic, owing to the free language rule being reinstated from that year onwards. And this was the only first ever Icelandic entry not to have a version recorded in Icelandic by the original artist. And basically, it's such a fantastic song. The performance featured two backing dancers wearing trench coats, and described by BBC commentator the late great Sir Terry Wogan as the two Egypts in raincoats. Ooh, not very nice, is it? Now, at the close of voting, it received 146 points, placing second in a field of 23. It's Iceland's highest contest placing to date, which was equaled by Johanna in 2009 with Is It True. It got to number one in Iceland, but it sadly didn't chart in any other countries after the contest or even before the contest, so that's a bit of a shame. But never mind, good old Selma won an amazing Icelandic entry. Now, we're going to move slightly further away from Israel over to Azerbaijan, and the 2012 Eurovision Song Contest was held in the Crystal Hall in Baku, purposely built for the Eurovision. It's still standing, and apparently they're still having many large concerts taking place there in Baku, in the Crystal Hall. And one of the songs of the grand final and in the semi-finals was not tipped to do that great, though there was a lot of hype about them coming back from the previous year. So yes, I'm on about Jedward. And Jedward took part in 2011 for Ireland with the song Lipstick, coming eighth. But sadly, in 2012, it didn't go down very well for them at all. Well, I say at all. They came 19th with 46 points, joint 19th, actually, with the Icelandic entry that year, which was Greta Salome and Jonsi with Never Forget. I could go on. I really could. And so let's hear Jedward and Waterline. Yes, Ireland's Eurovision entry in 2012. Floodgates, can't wait. Here she comes, shut 'em fast, better shut 'em fast. Too late, swept away. Feel the rush after the fact. Coming up beneath me. Never been in love.
Thank you. Friday night was going nowhere. Sitting in a small cafe, feeling lonely, a little tired. I've been working hard all day. Then a noise caught my attention, and I heard a wonderful sound coming at me like a tsunami. Improving, maybe this was Kiss Me Now, and my body started moving. I was really shaking down. Something happened when I was dancing. I could feel that powerful beat taking me to new dimensions, waking up the devil in me.
Belarus 2013, Alonia Lanskaya with Salejo, the coming 16th with 48 points. Oh, I'm drained of all emotion after singing along to that. What a performance too it was. She came out of this huge disco ball on stage in Malmö in Sweden, and it was baffling. I'm very Belarusian. But I think, personally, to me, that's my favourite Belarusian Eurovision entry. Yes, it's very close to their one in 2009, if not to, well, thinking about it now. Right, the joys of being a Eurovision fan. Now, time for a Eurovision classic here on the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Ari Tatiert. Oh, yes. Yes, we're going to play a song from the 1963 Eurovision Song Contest. And this lady ended up becoming a huge international star. She's originally from Greece. She represented Luxembourg in 1963. And she didn't win, but she managed to really... Well, I don't know. Well, she just obviously came into such a legend. Yes, I'm talking about Nana Mouskouri. And she sang a song completely in French. It was called... A Frosse de Pierre, which means from French into English, by persistently praying. Yes, it's the Luxembourgish entry from 1963. It's Nana Mouskouri.
Tous les dieux de l'amour. voudra que tu viennes. À force de prier et de vivre d'espoir, le soleil s'est levé, déchirant le brouillard. Je vais pouvoir chanter.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Boulevard, representing Finland at the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest. Shockingly, that came second last. I can't believe it. One of those great songs, at least for me, of great positivity. The song is called Nuvarat Simoit Moistetan, which from Finnish into English means laughing eyes. Are the ones that are remembered. Yes. Yes. I would love to learn Finnish. I was in Waterstones in Southampton on Friday evening, and I was looking through the language books, and a Learn Finnish book sort of popped out right in front of me, and I was like, wow, I fancy buying that. I really do. I gave some of it a bit of a go for about 5 minutes, trying it out, and I love it. I just like, good evening in Finnish is Uva Ilta. Yeah. You see, it sounds or kitos is thank you. So just, oh, love it. I do. I love languages. And Finnish is a beautiful language. Probably Finland are one of the most underrated countries in the Eurovision Song Contest. Just last week, our live and kicking was Finland 1963. Ami Absuland with Fantasia. Now that should have been in the top three. And many times Finland should have been in the top three, or maybe even one, like 1985, Elokuulemaa. For example, it baffles me. It does sometimes. But that is why we love, and it's ideal viewing, the Eurovision Song Contest every year. Now, it's just gone to around about 22 minutes past the hour, and it's time for us to do something incredibly randomly. Yeah. It's now time for Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's time for Rob to get the hat out. Yes, well, two of them actually. We've got little bits of paper in both of them, and in one of the hats we've got little bits of paper with years on, and the other one we have little bits of paper with countries on. So again, we're going to do the year first up. Okay, Rob, are you ready? Okay, now the year we're going to do is 1991. Oh dear. The 1991 Eurovision Song Contest was in Rome that year. It was meant to be in San Remo, but due to the problems in Yugoslavia, apparently they couldn't do it there. So they had to move it to Rome at the last minute. And the country we're going to do is... oh, Finland! Ah, how random is that? Finland... Finland's entry in the 1991 Eurovision Song Contest was from Kalja Kaikalainen with the song Hullo Jo, which came 20th with 6 points. Yes, out of 22 songs, Finland came third last with only 6 points. Completely sung in Finnish, of course. This is back when everybody had to sing in their own national language. Is a Finnish singer and an actress, yes. Hullo Yö means a crazy night, yes. And the song was performed 16th on the night following Israel's Deodatz of Cannes and preceding Germany's Atlantis 2000 with This a Timer Daf Nimelis Stubian. I think that's how you pronounce it. And at the close of voting, I only received 6 points. Now, the song was sung from a perspective of a woman who had a one-night stand with a man, despite both of them claiming that this was all the relationship was. She's singing that she wants to spend more time with him. Akalia also recorded the song in English and very unusually in Italian, under the titles One More Lonely Night and Una Notte Folle, which means a crazy night. Yes. So, the English version isn't the correct one. One More Lonely Night, really. It's a crazy night. But the Italian one was. Anyways, never mind. So, yeah, poor old Finland. They didn't do particularly well. As you say, they came third last. So, Finland only managed to get points from the following countries. 1 point from Iceland, 1 point from Greece, and 4 points from Ireland. And that was it. How sad. That's not fair, is it? Not fair at all. Right, and Finland's points at the Eurovision Song Contest 1991, they gave their 8 points to the eventual winners, Sweden, was Carola with Fångar en Storm Vind. They then gave 10 points to the French entry, which joint came first, but on the count back came second technically. So France is Aminia with Selekeyan Pareki Ha Raison. And then finally Finland gave 12 points to the Italian entry. Yes, Pepino Di Capri Come Dolose o Me, which was sang in Neapolitan. Yeah. And I just thought it was an ice cream before. Anyway, so let's move on. Let's play Finland 1991, Rob's Random Request. Hello, yoi. As Toto said on the night. Toto Kutunio is the host that night. And here's Kalia for Finland.
En edes leikisti rakastaa, kaksi kulkijaa yhteen osuttiin, yksi yhteinen hetki jaettiin. Minä jäin junaan, kun sinut vei, rauhaa sydän mulle anna ei. En irti pääse sua tarvitsen, mut turhaan toivon sua vierelle. Thank you.
Yes, your ears are not deceiving you. That is Baccarat from Yes Sir I Can Boogie and Parlez-vous Français fame for Luxembourg in 1978. Yes, Baccarat. Soy to Venus from Melody Festival and the Swedish National Final in 2004. Random, isn't it? Random indeed. Trying to represent Sweden and they're Spanish. Bizarre. But then they represented Luxembourg in 78. So say no more. Right. What have we got coming up? Oh, we got Live and Kicking, of course. Yes, so stay tuned for that. That's where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. But it's now time to keep you updated with the latest goings-on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest, darling. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Today on Sunday, the 20th of January, 2019. The Belgian broadcaster RTBF has internally picked Elliot Wassermelit to represent Belgium at the Eurovision 2019 in Tel Aviv. Belgium has two Eurovision broadcasters who rotate every year, as the broadcaster in charge of Eurovision. RTBF is the French-speaking broadcaster. Now, high school student Elliot is 18 and has previously participated in The Voice Belgique, the Walloon edition of The Voice, and he managed to get through to the first live show in which he was eliminated. But don't count your chickens, Eurovision fans. Remember, Blanche and Loïc Notet were also from The Voice, so this is very positive from Belgium, I think. And we'll have the song released at a later date. The second semi-final in France, Destination Eurovision, was finished, and we got the complete lineup of the national final and also the pre-selection shows also from Lithuania, Georgia and Hungary took place last night. So if you want to find out the results of that, then head over to your favorite Eurovision website. And tonight in Spain will have the Eurovision Operación Triunfo Gala. So tonight the Spanish will have a Eurovision entry, and it will be the second one for the Eurovision Song Contest that has been announced so far, other than the Albanian entry. In the Romanian National Final, Mihai has withdrawn from the Romanian National Final. And finally, all 16 acts who are going to take part in the Croatian National Final, Dora 2019, have been released. And also, you can find them out at your favourite Eurovision website. Yes, indeed. So there's plenty, isn't there? You've got Eurovoir.com, ESEExtra.com, WeeWeeBlogs.com, EurovisionWorld.com. The list goes on. Lots of great content and lots of journalists ready to give you the scoops of the Eurovision Song Contest. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I have been your host, Kieran Uri-Tutiat. Stick around, we've got some fantastic music, including Live and Kicking. So sit back and relax, we're not done yet.
Rise like a phoenix.
Let's go.
Beat the Eurovision Depression, as your favorite Eurovision radio shows are available at one place.
Oh no!
Every week, not only Europe's top Eurovision radio show presenters produce a wide variety of great Eurovision radio shows for you to listen to, but even beyond, such as Australia and Canada, just to mention a few.
Oh joy!
Should you miss the live broadcast of these favorite Eurovision radio shows, fear not, as the website of Radio International, www.radiointernational.tv, keeps all these shows in the show archive for you to listen to whenever you want. Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Radio International.
Good evening, Europe.
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbeam.com or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on any podcast app, including iTunes and Podbean. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Zadnja souza za te oči, brišem sledi, jih pustil je pora. Ti vrez besed, u trenutku si zrušil moj svet.
What a tune. Slovenia 2008, coming 11th in the first semi-final. That is Vrag naj vzame, which means to hell with it. Oh, rude. And that was sung from Rebecca Damlje. Yes, from Slovenia. Oh, what a tune. Great party tune, I think that one is. It's one of my favourites. It certainly is. Right, so now it's time for a request, and if you would like a request played on the show, then you can tweet us at ESE Showcase. You can obviously send us an email, ESEshowcase@gmail.com. And of course, you can send us a Facebook message, and our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. Nice and easy for you. Yes, and now this song has come from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. So, Robert, thank you very much. This is an amazing song. This came second in the Latvian national final in 2011, and it should have gone to Dusseldorf. And I think if it did, it would have been in the top 10 in the grand final for sure. So here is the amazing Lord of Srenics with Banjo Laura. This is fun sing-along stuff. Enjoy. Thank you.
to a bar and talks, this and that, nice and slow. Here we go, all eyes on her, a stranger from the north. While she goes back and forth, then she stops and pulls. A magic string, who is she? La 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 la, she said her name. Wink her eyes, started out the game. La 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 la, the banjo girl. Who was she? What did she play? Her mind right away as she starts to sway and spin. Girl from out of town, clubbers jump up and down. She goes on and pulls a magic string. Who is she? La 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 la. She said her name. Wink her eyes, started out the game. La 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 la.
From Finland, you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Oh, we're beautiful and damn, they say we're good, gone bad. Too many stories told, new rules are getting old. Play the part, I play it too.
Like what?
Sara Alto, who's currently starring on ITV's Dancing on Ice. That is Dance with 3 exclamation marks. And that is from her album Wild Wild Wonderland. It's an incredible, incredible album which every Eurovision fan must get. It's awesome and it's got some fantastic tunes like that. Great to working out at the gym to as well. Or even driving along to. It's fantastic. Right, it's now time to go live and kicking. Yes, Live and Kicking is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Now we're doing a year which is quite recent. We're going to do the 2015 contest and this is from Vienna, Austria. Now this song came 13th. It was fantastic in the grand final. It was great in the semi-finals and myself and Rob and our two friends Matthew and Jamie were standing with us in the audience right in front of the stage watching the second semi-final, and when this came on, the goosebumps, the hair on my back stood up on its ends, and it's just something magical. And I never really thought about this at all before the contest, as many of you guys may know from listening back to the show in 2015. But Knez, wow, he has got one hell of a powerful voice. It's a fantastic song. It's the song called Andio, and it's from Knez. This is Montenegro 2015.
Oh,
Garcia with Freedom Hearts here on the Eurovision Showcase. That was from the UK National Final in 2017. And just before we go, don't forget, if you've been living under the rock, you may not know, but on the 23rd of January, yes, that's this coming Wednesday at 10 a.m. on Ken Bruce's show on BBC Radio 2, an announcement will be made where we will find out the songs and the artists who will take part in Eurovision You Decide. So stick around for that. Now, it's time to end on a quick song before we go. And I shall leave you with this amazing song, the UK entry in 2012. I don't care what anybody else says, I love it. It's Engelbert Humperdinck with Love Will Set You Free. So take care, arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and dobizenya, vislat. I'll see you later. Toodaloo!
So graceful and pure, a smile bathed in light. No matter the distance, a miracle of sight. Though I should have known, I could not turn away. When faced with your beauty, no reason can stay. As you kiss him in the moonlight, heavy words I say. If you love someone, follow your heart, 'cause love comes once if you're lucky enough. Though I'll miss you forever, the hurt will run deep. Only love can set you free. Trust in your dreams, run with no fear,
And if you should stumble, remember I'm near. As a ghost I will walk, I look deep in my soul. I might find another, you gave me that hope. So as you kiss him in the moonlight, with heavy words I say, if you love someone, follow your heart, because love comes once, if you're lucky enough. Though I'll miss you forever, and the hurt will run deep, only love can set you free. Follow your heart, 'cause love comes once if you love.